still trying to get that out of my head. It's over, Johnny!
It's over!
No! Nothing is over!
It's not over for Laura Conaway. She's in studio. The Bryant Park Project blog is one wild kingdom. And Ms. Conaway, web editor, is here to sort flora from fauna. Hi, Laura.
Morning. Can you tell flora from fauna? Do you know the difference?
No.
Yeah, it's not hard to tell. One eats the other.
It's so true.
Sometimes in the wild kingdom, things get a little murky.
The flora is always obvious because obviously that has such a close relation to the word flower. But fauna, that's...
It means animals.
It means animals.
Yeah.
Animals.
So an elephant or a hippo would be megafauna.
Megafauna. That's right. The big stuff. All right. So we have this unusual sound on the blog today. And I just want to see if people can figure out what's making this particular noise. And when I play this tape in just a second, there's a lot of ambient sound, and I'm not talking about the obvious stuff like banging on things and steps. I mean the noise, and, mm-hmm. and I think you'll hear it.
Anyway. What is that?
It's like that yelping kind of sound.
Yeah.
All right, so let's narrow it down. Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Mineral guy.
It's mineral.
It's mineral. It's mineral in its natural habitat.
It's not mineral. You're lying.
Well, I don't know. It could be a mineral we don't know about yet. Check out just one more time. See if you can hear it.
That is not a mineral.
No.
It could be flora.
It ain't.
It could be a Venus flytrap eating a fly. All right, check it out. It's on the blog. It's incredibly cute. The sound is hiding there, and I think you'll like seeing it.
You're not going to tell me what it is?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, cool. Guess. Just guess. I know what it is.
It sounds like a tormented child.
Okay, it could be.
Tormented child?
I mean,
that's pretty good, Rachel. I got to say, that's actually pretty good. Speaking of tormented children,
where are we going here?
We're wrapping up for the Bryant Park Project book club meeting.
Yes.
It's happening on Friday.
Yes.
But already people have started talking about Aaron Kyle's The God of Animals.
Great book.
Yeah. We're going to have a check-in from a listener. It's going to go up on the blog later today. I don't want to play sound from it. We want to hold our powder if we can until Friday when the big meeting really happens. But I just want to know, Rachel, how far are you to the
end? I've got about 20 pages to the end. I was spacing it out over the time, you know, because I didn't want to finish too early and then kind of forget the major themes or little details.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha is nodding in the studio.
Yeah,
I've
been listening to it, the audiobook version of it, so I just finished it the other day because I was doing the same thing. I got so into it, I was like, I got to stop, or I'll forget this whole book before we ever have to talk about it.
It's really good, though.
But I have to say, I'm just going to give one hint. I was driving around in my car listening to this book, and at one point, I had to put my hands over my face. Just something happened that was so graphic and just horrifying.
Oh,
to
I know
me.
What it is. I know nothing about the book. I figured out what it is. I'm not
like,
going to guess.
I just was like, ah, no.
I know.
I got pulled over.
I just read that part.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's really good.
So I have to admit, I have 150 pages to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cranking. I'm going really fast. I don't know if I got to that part. I'll know when I get
to
that
part.
Oh,
you have not gotten to that part.
You didn't get to that part.
No.
Okay.
By the way, does listening sounds count as reading?
We did a whole segment about this, Mike Pesca, and the answer from an audiobook publisher is, yes, it counts as reading.
Oh, you mean someone trying to sell audiobooks?
Trisha did that whole segment to justify when she listens to audiobooks.
Well, every so often on the Bryant Park, we tell Trisha she's good enough, smart enough, and people like her.
All right, you guys,
the deal. This way I actually absorb the content of a book without falling asleep, because that's, if I sit and read it with an open book on my lap, I'm done. I'm toast. It's over.
Yeah. All right. We are having, later today, I hope to have it up in time, actually, for the noonday snack, the luncheonette. A rock, scissors, paper video. There's apparently some new way to play it. I sat in the room while Jacob Gans and Ian Chalog did this, and I still don't really understand what it
is. New way to play it? How can you reinvent this game?
Well, rock, let me scissors, try to paper. Make an analogy, because I saw them do it. It's like they build upon the foundation of rock, paper, scissor, and they riff off that, and they invent a new game. So think of like a game within a game. Put it this way. Let's say baseball used to just be home run derby. Bunch of guys hitting. And then someone said, hey, let's have bases. Let's do some other things. Let's build on the premise. And that's what the new version is.
Okay.
And Jacob's a lot better than Ian.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mike Pesca, open mic. Sell me your Beetle Bailey cartoon blog item. 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes. Yesterday we reported on the story out of Fort Bragg where horrible conditions were shown in the Army training facility. And commenting on that very story, I believe, was beloved comic strip Beetle Bailey. It has to be read to be believed, and what I do is I provide my analysis and I bring listeners along. You'll be with me by the end.
Check it out.
All right. Thanks, Laura. You can check us out online at npr.org/Brian Park. And don't forget to sign up for the book club. Send an email to bppbookclub@npr.org. And that's it for this hour of the BPP. But we're always online. Don't you know? npr.org/Brian Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News.